you're listening to episode 2 of the Intentional Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Angela Barnard. This is a show all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. And on this episode, we're talking about what it means to be intentional and questions that you gotta answer to help you intentionally design your life in a way that makes you proud, in a way in which you have no regrets at the end of it all, and that you use the gifts that you've been given, that you're living in alignment with who you wanna be. So if you can, grab that journal. Otherwise, you gotta store this information in your brain because you're gonna need it. So let's start with, what does it mean to be intentional? Being intentional means you choose to live and create a life that has a clear purpose and is meaningful and exciting to you. Having intentionality means choosing to take action on the things that are most important to you. So I gotta ask you, are you living with intentionality? Do you have a clear purpose or vision for what you want your life to look like so that you can use your resources to help get you to that vision, to help make it be reality? It's kind of like putting a destination in the GPS to make sure that your gas and your time and all that is worthwhile as you head that direction that you want to go. But yeah, there might be some detours because that's life. But at least you had an intention in mind first, right? And if there are detours, my belief is that they are happening for you. It's for you to see some greater things. It's for you to learn something new, right? It's happening for you. But we got to put that destination still in that GPS. And are you using your most precious resources, your time, your energy, even your money, in your environment? Does all of that indicate that you're moving forward on the things that matter most to you? That you're honoring those things that matter most to you? So here's an example. If you tell me that your family is so important to you, that spending quality time with them is so important to you, then do your resources show that? Does your actual time show that? Your energy, your money, all of those things. A lot of times people will say that something is so important to them, but their life doesn't show that. It doesn't prove that. So that's an example of living out of alignment with who they want to be. That's an example of not really being intentional. And it's because life can get in the way of that. And it takes a lot of courage to intentionally design your life. Like, you will disappoint people along the way as you intentionally design your life, because everybody has their own agenda. And in a sense, like, being intentional is going to require you to hold true to your agenda and to really honor your values and your gifts. And those are sometimes things that other people might not value as much because they got their own stuff that they're valuing. Does that make sense? So I often say, if you don't intentionally design your life, somebody else will, and it won't be in your best interest. And it's not necessarily because they're malicious. It's because that they have their agenda in mind. So I think we need to be our best advocates, and we need to have a vision and to know what to say yes to, what to say no to, and all of that. That vision really helps us with that. It's like, is this helping me be the person that I want to be? With, like, every time we make a decision, that's a great question to ask yourself. All right, so to put all of this into perspective, I want to share a story with you before I get on and share some questions that you got to ask yourself to intentionally design your life. But to this story, the person that comes to mind is a former client of mine, and he was a pilot, and he was probably in his 40s, I want to say, and he came to me to get help with career transitioning. Like, he was like, I don't know really where I'm at. I just know that I need to do something different because I just feel really miserable in my current role. And we kind of, like, dissected that. And I was like, is it being a pilot? Like, do you just not like being a pilot? What's that? What's this about? So we really get curious. And he was like, I actually love flying planes. It's not that. It's just that I think my relationships are suffering. I'm just never home. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do, Ange. So he said, like, can you help me with like a resume? Can you help me figure out what I'm supposed to be doing? And I'm like, okay, let's look at your values and let's get clear around what those are, because it sounds like to me you're just living out of alignment with your major values. Because usually when someone's feeling unfulfilled, it's one or both of these things, either out of alignment with values or not using the strengths that they've been given in a way that feels good to them. So we did the values assessment, and I remember that he rated that family time, like his family and spending quality time with them, was so important to him. Like it was a 10 on how important it was to him. And I said, well, how are you honoring that in your life? Like, what would you say? And he said, good too. And I remember like his eyes filled up with tears, because he's like, you know, I just I have a little girl and I've missed a lot of her major events and I'm just never around. And I think that maybe my wife gets a little resentful towards me because I'm not around for things. And I need to do something different. I'm just out of alignment with this, but I guess I don't really want to give up being a pilot, so I don't know what to do. So I was like, okay, well then this is you needing to advocate for yourself, right? And to intentionally design your life. And sometimes that involves kind of changing how you do your work, advocating for it in a different way. So we helped him with that. He ended up taking on another role, and he actually was still a pilot, but he was able to have a lot more time at home. So last I knew, he was doing really great. I just seen some pictures of him and he looks very happy. And there was a bunch of pictures of him at events with his daughter. So that was just getting aware that, whoa, like I'm really living life out of alignment with what I say is important to me. So then he became a little more intentional. I have a ton of stories like that. I've got a lot around pilots because I actually have worked with a lot of pilots. And I remember there was another one. Everybody's story is different, you know, but there was another one where he actually really didn't like being a pilot. And that was, he really valued community. And he was really living out of alignment with that value, because he said it's not like he felt like he didn't really have that sense of community. It's just like him and usually, you know, one other person that he spends time with. And he ended up leaving his role very intentionally. And he went to work for, I think it was like a logistics company, if I remember right. And he managed this company and really developed this awesome sense of like camaraderie between the guys that he provided leadership to. And he really loved it. And he even had like so many events that he would do outside of work. And last I knew, he was doing really great. But that's another example of being intentional, making sure that you're honoring the gifts that you've been given. We all got different gifts. And what is going to make one person happy isn't necessarily going to make the other person happy, but you have the gifts that you're meant to use, so you really got to honor those. You have values that are important to you that might not be as important to other people. So the first step is you got to know yourself. You got to do some evaluation on this kind of stuff so that you can intentionally design your life. I'm telling you right now, if you're feeling unfulfilled with any area of your life, we got to get that area in check, because that is generating a lot of catabolic energy for you that's going to bring you down in all areas of your life, because all areas of our lives are connected. I think sometimes people just want to, let's say, work on their health, right? But if your relationships are suffering, if your work is suffering, all of that stuff, that it's going to really bring you down. So I like to look at the one that's generating the most of that catabolic energy and target that area first. I like to look at this as a whole. So in my Mind Your Vision program, we don't just talk about crafting a vision for your work, even though I talk a lot about that because I feel like work plays a huge role in our life. But we look at your health, we look at your relationships, we look at your how you're having fun, all of that stuff, to make sure that you're intentional in all areas of your life. Because you know, if someone hates their work, you bring that home to your family, that energy. And I've been that person where I felt really unfulfilled in my job and I would come home and just be like so frustrated, and just my family would feel that. And let me just make one more thing clear. If you want to make a major change in your life, you got to do this evaluation first, because sometimes it's not always a solution to just drop whatever it is. Like sometimes it's a matter of looking at things differently. Sometimes it's a matter of figuring out what is the thing that's causing me the most frustration. Like we talked about that pilot guy, right? One of them it wasn't his actual job of being a pilot. It was how he was not honoring other values in his life. And then the other one was like, truly, he didn't want to do that work. Everybody's story is different. So we got to get clear about, for us, like, if we're going to make this big change, let's look at who we want to be and what is causing us to not be that way now. So let's get to the questions that are going to help answer how we can intentionally design our life. So the first question you want to ask yourself is, what do I want? So many people struggle just answering this question. They struggle getting clear around what it is they want. And when they lack the clarity, they don't take any action at all. So the first step is to get that clarity. It's kind of like you're going to go on a trip and you're going to drive there, right? You need to put a destination in the GPS so you can start heading there. So answer that question, what do I want? And I recommend that you take away the limitations that you place on yourself. Allow yourself to vision what it is you want. Like, ideally, what is it that you want? I've seen this so often that people struggle answering this question, again, because they put so many limitations on themselves and they don't even allow themselves to dream because they don't think it'd be possible for them. When I used to teach career transition classes to the military, we had this icebreaker where I would say, imagine it's 5 years from now. Everything is working out just the way you want. Tell me what is happening. And the only rule was that they could have anything they wanted. There was no limitations. And so many people would put limitations on themselves and we would call each other out. It was really fun. We'd be like, stop. Because they would be like, well, if this worked out, then I would have this. And we'd be like, no. We already said you can have it all. Just tell us what it is that you want. Like, what did you create? And do that. Do that for yourself. Allow yourself to write down. And if it helps you, write down, pick a time. You could say like a year from now. Like, this year was an amazing year and everything worked out the way you wanted it to. Write down what it was that happened for you. So then you have you get clear about the direction that you want to head. We have something we can put into the GPS. That is the first step. Okay. And then the next thing you want to do is ask yourself, who do I need to be to make that a reality? And you're bringing in the thoughts that you need to think and the habits that you need to have, the environment that you need to have, the support system, right? All of that needs to be in play. But that comes after getting clear around more of what it is that you want. And sometimes you're going to need to take some more action before you can get that clarity. And sometimes you can simply just evaluate your past and you can get a lot of clarity from that. But as you put this stuff in the GPS, the destination, and you start moving towards it, life is going to give you some detours, right? You're going to learn more about yourself and you might decide you want to go down a different direction. And that is normal, but we need to at least put something in the GPS and start heading towards it. And open up your palms and let yourself receive more. Because what I have found that I imagine what it is I desire, and God gives me more, better than what I could even imagine. But he asked that I make my desires known. That's part of the process. I'll talk more about that later. But okay, let's back this up a little bit. So you're getting clear on what it is that you desire. And then you are asking, who do I need to be? Now, if you're struggling with that part, because a lot of people do, like, what do I need to think? What habits do I need to have? All of that. I want you to look at someone who has what it is you want. And then ask yourself, like, what are they thinking? What are their habits? Who do they spend time with? Like, analyze them because they have a system that's working to create those results. Okay, so let's give some examples. Let's say that I want to be healthy and fit. And then I have an idea of what that looks like. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at someone who has the results that I want. And then I'm going to analyze, like, what are they thinking? Examples of what they're thinking or believing will be found in their words, what they say. So their thoughts and beliefs lead to actions that they have. So you really want to get that portion down. So then what actions are they taking? What are their habits? What is their environment like and who do they surround themselves with? So here's an example. maybe someone that is at this fitness level, maybe they think that every little bit counts, that every little bit of exercise counts, every bite that they eat counts. So they will move their body any opportunity that they get. So they believe that every little bit counts. It's a thought that they have. I can start adopting that thought. And they're moving their body constantly. I can start doing more of that. Maybe I will have conversations with my friends, and instead of just talking on the phone and sitting in my house, maybe I'll go for a walk while I'm doing that. So I can implement that habit, make it a habit. And their environment, like, who are they spending time with? They tend to have other friends that are pretty fit too, right? So research supports this, and your mirror neurons in your brain, they mock behavior. So you will be like people that you spend the most time with. It's a subconscious thing. You will naturally start to mock their behavior, especially if you're in rapport with them. I'll talk about that later. So it's really important that you surround yourself with people that you want to be like. Research shows that we tend to make about the same amount of money as the people that we spend the most time with. So you're the average of the five. You probably heard that. I just read something that I was like, wait, what? And it said that if you have a friend that is obese, you have a 50% increased chance of being obese, like if your best friend is. And I love that, to think about it, because I think, like, you mean if I spend time with people that I want to be like if I'm hanging out with entrepreneurs, like in my case, that are making a huge impact in the world, like I'm going to be like them. I have a 50% increased chance of being like them. Sign me up. Put them in my ear every day. So if you can't actually physically spend time with them or people like that, then you can put them in your ear, like on a podcast or watch videos or whatever it is. But you can analyze their systems and start to implement them in your own life, and you will be like them. That's just how it works. And there's so many other things that support that, as far as like faith and neuroscience and energy and all of that, but that's for a whole different podcast. It's for a whole bunch of different podcasts that we'll get into at some point. But hopefully that was a good example for you. So I really had to implement this in my life, and I'm still doing it. I'm still working on programming habits. So I, for the longest time, would have this goal that I was going to write a book. And I would put it on my vision board, and I would like write it down as goals, right? But I didn't work on becoming the kind of person that was a writer. And that truly is the goal. The goal is to become the kind of person, right? It's to become a runner, not just run a race. It's to become a healthy individual, not just eat a healthy meal. It's to become a writer, not just write a book, right? Or write a page. So anyways, I had to ask myself, like, are you acting like a writer? Like, do you think like one? And what do they even think? Like, how do they even act? So you know what I did is I started joining writing groups. I surround myself with other writers. Specifically wanted to surround myself with writers that had New York Times bestsellers, that some of their books have been turned into movies. You know, like, I'm like, I want to listen to you guys. I want to hang out with you. I want to be like you, you know? So that's what I recommend that you do. Whatever it is you want or desire, adopt those habits of the people that already have it. Hopefully that's really helpful. So that is a way to intentionally design your life. And I think about, even just, I'm sitting here, guys, I'm looking around my home. So I live in this tiny home in the upstate of South Carolina. I love it. And I just love that it's so intentional. It took me a lot, though, to get to this point. A lot of downsizing. We used to live in a way bigger house. I've had my journey of getting to this point. But how I got to this point was I looked at other people who, they organize all their drawers, and they had this space that just felt so good to be in, that was so intentional. And I was like, tell me your ways. Like, how do you show up? How do you, what's your morning routine like? Like, how do you put stuff away? I mean, there was so much stuff I wanted to learn. I started adapting that, and now I don't even think about it. I feel like everything just has its place and it goes there because I've programmed some habits around it. I have made it a part of my identity, you know? And that's the ultimate goal, is to intentionally design your life. You decide who you want to be, and you program your mind, your habits, and your environments, and you develop the right support system to help you be that. I am so passionate about this topic. In the Mind Your Vision program, we're going deep in all of this. And let's recap real quick. So you got to get clear around what your values are. You can Google a values assessment, find some words to describe your major values, figure out what your strengths are, ask people what they think you're good at. There's a StrengthsFinder assessment that I really love and always recommend. And the questions to help you intentionally design your life are, what do you want? Who do you need to be to make that a reality? What do you need to think? What kind of habits do you need? What kind of environment do you need? What support system? That's the stuff that you need to be journaling on. All right, I hope you got a lot out of this episode. If you did, please show us some love, leave us a review, share it with a friend. The next episode is going to be about energy. So we talked a little bit about catabolic energy. We're going to talk about all the different kinds of energy and help you figure out what kind of energy do you need to intentionally design the life that you want. So you go out there and make it an awesome day. Do something that makes yourself proud. Talk to you soon. Bye.